Hachette Audio presents See Me, written by Nicholas Sparks, read by Christopher Ryan Grant. For Jeannie Armantrout. Prologue. He hadn't been in Wilmington for more than a day before he knew it was the kind of city he'd never settle in for good. It was too touristy, and the whole place seemed as though it had grown willy-nilly without any planning. While the historic district had the kind of porch-fronted homes he'd anticipated, with columns and detailed wainscoting and sprawling magnolia trees in the yards, those lovely neighborhoods gradually gave way to a commercial area of strip malls, convenience stores, chain restaurants, and car dealerships. Endless traffic snaked through the district, growing even more unbearable in the summers. But the grounds of UNC Wilmington had been a pleasant surprise. Somehow, he'd imagined a campus heavy on the ugly architecture of the 60s and 70s. There were a few of those buildings, especially at the fringes of the university. But the central quads had proved to be an oasis of sorts. Shaded walkways and manicured lawns, the Georgian columns and brick facades of Hoggard and Keenan Halls gleaming in the late afternoon sunlight. He admired the commons as well. There was a clock tower there, and when he'd first arrived, he'd stared at the image reflected in the pond behind it. Time itself mirrored and unreadable at a glance. As long as he had an open textbook in his lap, he could sit and watch the activities, almost invisible to the students who wandered around in their self-absorbed trances. It was warm for late September. Students lounged.